In Northwest News on KPLU, adolescents who engage in self-harm, such as cutting, are using covert hashtags to connect on social media. That's according to a new study by Seattle researchers. KPLU Health and Science reporter Gabriel Spitzer has more.
Hashtags are keywords that connect like-minded users on platforms like Instagram. That service has banned terms that obviously promote self-injury, such as hashtag self-harm. But Dr. Megan Moreno says that's easily gotten around.
The second term that emerged was hashtag self-harm with two M's, and Instagram eventually caught on to that term and blocked it as well. So we were up to hashtag self-harm with three M's.
Moreno is a physician and researcher at Seattle Children's Hospital and the University of Washington. Her team assessed more than 200 Instagram posts using that hashtag and uncovered a web of secret keywords associated with self-harm. Hashtag blithe or hashtag cat, for example.
Really, anybody who has internet connectivity and a mouse could have essentially done the same study.
But it's not clear Instagram has done that. Those tags are supposed to trigger a content alert or a list of resources, but Moreno found only about a third of them did. An Instagram spokesperson says posts celebrating self-harm are prohibited and are removed when reported by other users. Gabriel Spitzer, KPLU News.